的确是一个很蒙福的就是一个生命中的一个路程的一个结束啊。
It is a really blessed the end of the
那今年八月份就是我老大他在加州读了四年的大学，在加州工作了一年，然后今年他申请到 UT Austin 的研究所。
And another thing I'm really grateful for is that my older son, he finished his work in California. He moved back to Austin to start his graduate study in UT Austin.
本来在他的心目中，他从来没有想说要离开加州。
He had never thought about leaving California.
并且在他去年就是申请研究所的时候，他只申请一个学校，就是南加州的南加大。
And he only applied for one school last year, which is USC, University of Southern California.
不过感谢主，因为那个学校的学费呢非常的贵，所以我们跟他说呢，我们没办法提供他。
It was too expensive. We told him that we cannot afford it.
所以呢，在去年七月份的时候呢，神也感动他，让他呢愿意呢来申请 UT Austin.
So he was willing to apply. For UT Austin.
所以今年八月份开始，他就跟他的弟弟一起在 Austin 上研究所，两个人成为 roommate.
So he and my old younger son Joseph, they share a room. And then they went to UT Austin.
当我们想到这件事的话，我们也实在是很感谢主。
We're really grateful. This is actually we never expect to happen.
对，我们从来没有想到，就是兄弟两个人可以在同一个学校上研究所。并且呢，他们两个人是 roommate.
They become roommate.
是。那么今年就是神一个很奇妙的带领给我们在真的是当时在华裔中文学校有一个很好的一个夏令会。
And we also have a wonderful summer conference.
Fall conference.
A fall conference.
这件事呢，是我们在今年二月份的时候，在祷告中，神借着圣灵给我们的带领。
It was in February we felt led by the Lord.
那么在神一路的带领的里面，也让我们经历，也印证，就是说他在秋令会的里面也向我们的心说话。
And we experienced his blessing during the fall conference, and he spoke to our hearts.
所以在那个秋令会的里面，神也给我们心中一个印证，他要带领我们有另外一个新的开始。
And in that fall conference, God led us to find a new beginning.
所以在秋令会结束之后，我们在圣灵的感动里面开始跨出那一步，就是来寻找，真的是来接触，愿意接纳我们的美国教会。
And we started to find a new location right after the fall conference, a church that are willing to open up to us.
那事实上呢，是在今年七月份的时候 St. Paul Lutheran Church 的 Pastor in Training Eddie 他有跟我们当中的洞圣弟兄有第一次的接触。
The Pastor Eddie have a contact with our one of our brothers, 洞圣。
他曾经表明就是 St. Paul Lutheran Church 他们有这样子的意愿可以呢，就是好像可以就是接纳我们这些所谓的 minority group 的一个 church。
And he mentioned that St. Paul Lutheran Church has a desire to open up to a minority church.
所以在九月初的时候。我记得那一天早上，我带着一个名单，上面有几个我要去接触的教会。
So in September one morning, I have a list of churches that I'm going to visit.
那当我在路上开车的时候，神告诉我，你今天所需要的是只要有一个美国教会愿意接纳新生命活水教会就够了。
So as I was driving on my way to Plano, God showed me that.All you need is one church.
你不需要有这么多的名单，你不需要这么多的教会的名单在你的手中。
You don't need all these churches in your hand.
所以我就说，阿门，感谢主。
And I said, thank you, Lord.
我并没有事先跟 Pastor Stacy 有任何的 appointment.
I didn't make an appointment with Pastor Stacy.
我就是把车停在停车场，我就是走进大门。
So I parked in the parking lot and I went in the door.
那一天我还记得，我比 Pastor Stacy 先到教会。
I was earlier than Pastor Stacy to come to the church.
那就开始了，我们从九月份开始，神一路奇妙的带领，把我们带到 St. Paul Lutheran Church.
So it started God's leading us to here.
从我跟 Pastor Stacy 我们见面第一次开始
Since we first met
里面实在就是有一个从圣灵来的印证
And there is a confirmation from the Holy Spirit
这是神为新生命活水教会为我们所预备的教会
This is the church that God had prepared for New Life Living Water Church
所以在 St. Paul Lutheran Church 弟兄姊妹们还有在 Pastor Stacy 他们这样在爱的一个接纳的里面我们在11月的8号我们搬进了 St. Paul Lutheran Church
So in the love of the St. Paul Lutheran Church and Pastor Stacy we moved into this facility
当我们第一次见面的时候我们两个都有从神来相同的印证
And we felt that there is a confirmation from the Lord when we first met
就是 St. Paul Lutheran Church 他们是在神国度的里面他们接纳了我们他们支持了我们
So St. Paul Lutheran Church accepted us in God's grace and its word of his kingdom
那新生命活水教会我们也是在神的呼召的里面我们也愿意在这里真的是为了当地的华人的社区我们真的是愿意在摆上我们的力量跟我们所认识的朋友们来传福音
And the New Life Living Water Church is willing to answer the calling from the Lord to preach the gospel to the Chinese community here.
所以这里是神带领我们进入就另外一个阶段的开始。
And we have a new beginning here.
而且我们期待在主的里面，真的是我们真的期待两个教会的弟兄姊妹们以后有更多、更深、更广的连结。
And we look forward to the fellowship. And deeper and more connection between the two churches.
所以每一次我一想到神这样子在圣灵里面带领我们
And every time I recall how God led us here,
我心里面就是充满了喜乐
I was filled with joy.
我心里面就充满了平安
I'm filled with peace.
而且我心里面就充满了那个对神的那个敬拜
And I'm filled with awe to our God.
因为中间还有许许多的事，今天我没有办法在这里。很仔细的分享。
There are many stories I would like to share.
但是以后的日子，我会慢慢跟就是新生命活水教会的弟兄姊妹分享。
And I will continue to share in the near future.
真的是神，真的是他自己的手，真的是在我们还没有还不知道的时候，就一直预备，一直带领，到最后有他自己成就的时候。
It was indeed God's hands leading us even before we know.
Okay.所以呢，我想在我分享结束，再告一段落，我想请 Pastor Stacy 上来跟我们有一些分享，好不好
？Yeah, we would like to ask Pastor Stacy to come share with us after this.
Oh, okay, okay. Well,
we didn't ask you to speak in Chinese.
I'm thankful for so many things.
我对很多事情觉得非常感恩。
And I'm almost speechless on where to start.
我不晓得从何开始。
I'm very thankful for my wife and my children, and it's nice to have my oldest son back.
我为着我的太太、我的孩子很感谢主，我也很高兴我的老大回来了。
This has been a very challenging year for us.
今年是非常充满了挑战的一年。
My two youngest.Have only really known where we've lived in California.
我两个小的孩子，他们只知道我们过去就是住在加州。
This is the fourth congregation that I've served as a pastor.
这是我所服侍的第四个教会。
But I was in California for 14 years.
那我在加州待了14年。
And we have a 25-year history with the congregation.
然后我在这个路德教会有25年。
I met my wife in Redding, California.
我在加州Redding 遇见我的太太。
And we got married at the church where we moved from.
我们就在那个教会结婚的。
So we were really used to a certain kind of life.
我们很习惯某一种生活。
And when I got the call from the Lord through the people of St. Paul.
当主呼召我来到这个教会之前
，I knew that the Lord wanted me to be here.
我就很清楚神要带我到这里来。
And that's really been a tremendous comfort for me.
那对我来讲是很大的安慰。
Because it's hard to move.
搬家是很困难的事情。
I really miss the congregation that I cared for a long time.
那我很怀念我以前服侍的教会。
And I'm sad, but I'm happy because that's love.
我一方面觉得很难过，但一方面也很高兴，因为这就是爱。
But I'm so thankful for being here.
那我觉得在这里我非常感恩。
To serve the beautiful people of St. Paul.
也能够服侍这么好的弟兄姊妹。
I think I'm here to help them through a lot of challenges.
我相信我在这里是要帮助他们经过许多的困难。
Which will mean that I will become a challenge.
我也会成为一个挑战。
From time to time.
有时候。
But I'm so glad to know.
但我实在是很高兴能够知道。
That I'm on God's errand.
我是奉神的指示。
Your pastor and I studied.
马牧师跟我一起在读圣经。
Second Corinthians, chapter 4 and 5.
题目哥林多后书第四章和第五章。
On Tuesday.
礼拜二的时候。
And we thought about what it meant.
我们在思想。
To walk by faith and not by sight.
什么叫做凭信心而不凭眼见？
I had to say goodbye to a lot of stuff I really knew well.
我要向着我熟悉的事情说再见。
And come to North Texas where I didn't know anybody.
到北德州来，我不知道不认识任何人。
And it's been at times very challenging.
很多时候呢，就非常具挑战性。
Sometimes the water is very deep.
有时候这水很深。
And the challenges seem to be at times overwhelming.
这个挑战就是好像我不能胜过。
But through it all,
但经过这一切的事情
I have a simple confidence.
我有一个很单纯的信心
that the Lord is with us all along.
神一直与我同在。
And even if a lot of stuff doesn't make sense,
就算很多事情我没办法了解
I still have peace.
我还是有一个平安
And I have joy.
而且有喜乐
Not a happy, happy joy.
不是一个普通的快乐
But a constant joy.
是一个不住的喜乐
Of knowing.
因为我知道
That I'm on the Lord's errand.
我是在做神的事情
and that I have the privilege
而且我有这样一个特权
to get to know
而且我可以知道
more of God's people
更多神的儿女
which includes you
包括在座的各位
and so I'm thankful
所以我觉得非常的感谢神
for Jesus my shepherd
因为耶稣是我的牧人
who has led me and my family
带领我和我的家人
to North Texas,
来到北德州
and to you,
跟各位在一起
and to the people of St. Paul,
而且跟圣保 St. Paul Church 的弟兄姊妹
Praise the Lord
感谢主赞美主
OK, 所以我想弟兄姊妹们也有很多感恩的见证可以很自由的上来好不好杰美姊妹呢她会帮你翻译好不好我们把握时间好吗是有感动的弟兄姊妹可以来上来分享
If you feel by the move of the Holy Spirit you can come share your testimony
大家好，我叫 Phoebe.
This is Phoebe.
This is my husband Thomas and Emily. And 感谢主，我今天呢想要来分享一下今年神在我们家所做的事情。
I would like to share what God has done in my family this year.
今年其实是一个就是说非常挑战的一年
It has been a challenging year
感谢神啊！我们今年是来到美国十一年了。
This is our 11th year in the United States.
在我在家里待了十年，当了家庭主妇。
I've been a housewife at home for 10 years.
去年的十月在去年九月底的时候，我有感动，觉得说我应该出来工作。
And so last September, I have a feeling that I should start working.
那我有感动，我应该要问一下杰美。
So I asked Irene.
那感谢神，那个 Irene 就说，那你就来我们公司上班吧。
So Irene said, just come work in my company.
And so she is my manager now. So, 感谢主啊，我现在已经上班了超过一年。
So it's over, it's been a year since I start working.
在去年，但是呢，就是说在有，本来有很多的人，就是说本来有很多的计划。
Although I have a lot of plans.
但没想到去年的五月的时候，我的先生 Thomas 他知道他们的公司即将要 close.
But unexpectedly, Thomas, company that Thomas worked for, decided to dissolve.
那时候呢，其实我们觉得蛮感谢神的，因为我们那时候已经配了 Jeremy 他的最后一个月的那个 preschool 的 tuition.
Yet we're thankful because Jeremy have just finished going to preschool, and that we have paid his tuition.
我跟
the last month.
我跟他们是说感谢神啊，他选在这个 timing 的时候。让我们不用在每个月付那700多块的那个 tuition 的时候，让他这个 timing 没有工作。
And we thank God for the timing that we don't need to pay this $700 of tuition every month.
在 Thomas 他没有工作这段时间
，And during this time，
我觉得呢，虽然说不是。非常的容易
，even though it's not easy，
但是呢，我觉得还是感谢神
，but we're thankful，
因为我们以前待在一个比较 comfort zone 里面
，because we lived in a very comfortable zone
for 10 years， 那我就觉得说神呢，在觉得说这段时。我们已经待在这个 comfort zone 里面太久了，他要把我们拉出来。
So God wants us to move from this comfort zone，
因为他希望我们能够有所成长。
Because He wants us to grow。
那在这段时间里面呢，我们两个等于是交换的角色。
So and during this time, it looks like we switch our roles。
我去上班
，so I go to work.
Thomas 待在家里照顾小孩跟做点家事
，so Thomas stay home to take care of the children and do the housework.
以前呢 ，Thomas 在上班的时候，我总觉得他下班之后呢，我还是希望他能够帮我做点什么事情。
So in the past, when Thomas is still working, I always expect him to come home and help me. Because I feel like it was not easy to stay home all day.
Thomas 有时候回家的时候，他就说我去躺一下。
But he would say, I want to take a nap.
我心里就想，我已经这么辛苦了，你回来还去躺一下，你不来帮我一下。
I said, how come you don't come and help me?
现在自从我去上班以后
，and now that I'm working，
我回家也很想躺一下。
So as I get home, I want to take a nap too.
我终于能够 understand 为什么Thomas回家需要躺一下。
I finally understand why he wants to take a nap
after when he comes home.
我发现在公司里面待八个小时真的很辛苦耶。
It is hard work, working eight hours a day.
如果以后Thomas上班的时候，换我没上班的时候，我就要跟他讲，你好好回来以后就好好休息就好了。
So when Thomas finds a job, I will let him rest when he comes home.
对。我就觉得说神哈，让我们交换角色的时候，让我们能够知道对方的辛苦。
So I thank God that, you know, by switching our roles, we can understand each other more.
对，虽然Thomas他今天没有来分享，但是我知道他一定觉得我在家里以前很辛苦。
I know Thomas would think that, you know, it was hard for me to stay home all day as well. 嗯，
所以我觉得说在这段时间呢 ，Thomas 呢，他也也需要呢，再回到，也需要再去拿一个课来准备他的考试。
And during this time, Thomas taking some courses.
那时候 Thomas 呢，没有想过说这个课怎么这么难。
He didn't realize that course is very difficult.
需要花很多的时间上写报告。
And he needs to spend a lot of time writing reports, papers.
所以呢，我觉得神的意念高过我们的意念。
God's thoughts is always higher than ours.
对，他知道呢，他们使他这段时间一定要好好专心准备他的 essay.
He knew that Thomas have to focus on his essay.
嗯，那在这段时间呢，我们特别感受到弟兄姐妹的爱。
And during this period, we experience love from all the brothers and sisters.
有些朋友呢，一听到Thomas没有工作呢，就会说Thomas，你把你的resume给我，我帮你介绍工作。
Some of our friends, many of our friends, want to find a job for Thomas. 嗯，
有时候呢，他们不是自己的公司需要人，而是他说我朋友他们公司可能需要人。
They would say their friend's company might need people.
而且这些朋友呢，都是以前我们的老朋友，然后或者是跨教会的朋友。
These friends are we've been friends for a long time.
我们也有自己的弟兄姐妹会说，他们是你去看看哪一家公司，看他有没有什么需要，我可以帮你介绍。
And some brothers and sisters also refer us to certain companies.
我们有一个礼拜呢 ，Thomas 呢，就是有四个弟兄姐妹这样跟他说，在一个礼拜里面
，There was four brothers said to us within just one week.
我那时候跟 Thomas 说，感谢神，怎么有这么多的弟兄姐妹这么爱我们？
And I told Thomas that, you know, thank the Lord that so many people love us.
我还把它写在日记里面。
I also put it down in my journal.
以后呢，等到 Thomas 找到工作的时候，我一定要常常再回想这一段时间神对我们所做的事情。
And I will remember all the wonderful things that God done for us.
我觉得这一段时间呢，特别感受到弟兄姐妹对我们的爱。
And we have experienced a lot of love.
也非常的谢谢大家对我们的祷告。
And I want to thank you for all your prayers.
在这一段时间呢，我自己呢也花非常多的时间祷告。
And I also spend a lot of time praying.
会觉得自己呢像在旷野里面。
As if I'm in the wilderness.
但是呢，我相信呢，万事互相效力。要叫爱神的人得益处。
But I believe all things work for the good for those who love God.
所以，我们相信呢，神对我们呢有一个计划。
And I believe that God has a plan for us.
而且我相信神呢，一定呢会带我们如鹰展翅上腾。
And God will lead us, soar like an eagle. 嗯，
感谢神，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
谢神哈，愿意我们呢，在我们既有的角色上面呢，我们就学会来凡事谢恩。
So may we give thanks to the Lord, whatever role that we're in.
那也是当神如果让我们有一个角色的一个变化的时候，我们也学习 真的是来凡事谢恩。
May we also learn new things when God changes our role.
好，我们有没有下面哪一位弟兄姊妹们来做见证？好 ，Frank。
大家好啊，我叫李凡 Frank。
I'm Frank. Yeah.
今天来到这里来感谢神在今年和以前。在我和我们家身上所做的的一切。
Yeah, I want to thank God for all the things that He done in our family this year.
想数算的事情实在很多。
So there's many things I want to give thanks for.
那在这里我想跟大家分享有两件我在今年当中特别 experience 就是特别经历的很深的。
Yeah, and I want to share two.That I experience deeply God's grace.
刚才听Stace 牧师他讲的，从加州搬过来，我也是我是从2011年来，再从那个芝加哥搬过来的。
We moved from Chicago in the year of 2010.
然后当时候2010年的时候，是整个美国当时候是经济那个比较低落的时候。
That was when the economy was really down.
当时候我们这也是神的带领因为我以前从小的时候是在中国的南方长大。
Yeah, I believe this is also the leading of the Lord. I was I grew up in the southern part of China.
所以我一直那个习惯那个比较暖和的天气和阳光。
I'm used to warm weather and sunshine.
我在美国住了二十几年，但一直是在Illinois， 就是靠近那个芝加哥那一带的地方。
I've been in the U.S. for 21 years, and I've always been in Chicago and Illinois.
当时我就很想一直在找个。那个机会来搬到南方来。
I've always wanted to move to the south.
那2011年呢，是神的一个特别的带领，就把我和我全家就是通过工作的机会来那搬到那个我们这里 Plano.
Because of change of job, we're able to move to Plano.
然后当时候我们芝加哥里头。当时我们也在搬之前呢，我们也准备了把我们的房子呢，准备要出售也做了不少的事情。
We've done a lot of effort trying to sell our house in Illinois.
神就没有让这个事情在当时成就，那个当时的 market 也不是很好。
But it didn't happen at that time. The market wasn't very good either.
然后我们就。就这样子来搬到来Plano 了。
So we came to Plano.
那事情就发生是在今年的时候，我们那个一直来，我们搬走之后就把这个房子就租出去了。
So after we moved, we rented the house out.
今年呢，神呢特别的，就是说给我一个感动，我那个要把那个芝加哥的房子呢能够要把它来出售。
So I have this moving from the Lord that I want to sell this house in Chicago.
正好这个时候呢，我那个tenant 呢，今年呢他也买了房子了，他就把要把我们这个房子来就是历史也结束了。
So my tenant just happened to bought a house himself, so they're ready to move.
所以这是一个对于我们来讲，当时候呢，我们当时候就很想把这个房子来出售，但是跟那个经纪说完之后，其实当时候也不在当时候也不好，就是我们也需要干的事情也很多，要就是把这个 market 要把这个。那个房子放到 Monaco 要做的事情很多。
But we have to do a lot of repairs before we put the house up for sale.
我们是在就是说不同的城市里干这件事，当初对于我们来说实在是 很大的一个挑战。
It's a great challenge because we're in Dallas.
那这时候呢，神呢特别的为我们预备了一个荆棘，当时候就是，他也很就是真的我们也没想到他也愿意就是，来帮我们来设计整个房子怎么样子来重新的那个装修啊那些整个很多的事情啊。
And we're thankful because God has prepared this great agent for us. He come up with all the ideas how to get this house fixed up for sale.
所以我们只下了一个周末，回到我们原来那个芝加哥的房子里头。
So we went back to Chicago just one weekend.
所以就把很多事情都交给那个经纪了，然后我们也找了一些contractor 这样子，就是说，就这样子，两周时间就把那些要装修的事情呢就已经办完了。
So within 2 weeks, all the repairs were done.
那个房子一上市，神也很那个很恩待我们。
And as soon as the house is on the market, God was graceful for us.
当时我们心里头都很多的挂虑，但是我们就就为此来把这个祷告献上，神也在这里头给了我们很大的安慰。
We have worries, but we put it in our prayers, and God had comforted us.
所以这房子在不到一个星期之内就找到买家了。
So another week, there is a buyer.
所以当时所发生的，因为我们是在2010年。我们把这个房子不到差不多四五个月都没有卖出去，然后相比之下是神特别的没有让我们在那时候卖掉，他选择了这么好一个那个 timing， 就是时间点就在今年这个时候那个回升了之后，来让我们把这个房子来能够顺利的出售。
We felt that it's God's timing that we were able to sell the house at this time.
所以我们在这里很感谢神，就是说他的时间点是我们是没法控制，但是我们为此不能就说那个忧虑，在这里把那个忧虑的时候，我们相信神是一个他是掌管一切的神，所以我们把这个忧虑摆脱在我们神的时候，他会照顾他会看顾一切的。
Yeah, we are very grateful because God has taken care of everything for us. He is in charge, even though we have worries.
Okay. 另外一件事情就是我的老大。
The second thing I want to share is about my older son.
因为他今年是高中升大学的时候。
So he started college this year.
我们自从芝加哥搬到那个 Plano 之后呢，也遇到了很大的挑战，特别是在那个 Mickey 他的学校里头，他整个那个学校的那个学制也不同的，来到这里之后所遇到的竞争是很激烈的。
When we moved from Chicago to Plano, it was a great challenge for Mickey. Because he has to adjust himself in school.
神也很敢，对我们是很恩待。他那个我们为此也把那个 Mickey 他的学习也要交给神，就说神他也给了 Mickey 很多的那个信心和智慧。来在他的那个怎么样来适应这个转折。
Yeah, we also pray for Mickey, and God has put a lot of confidence in Mickey.
然后在通过这几年当中呢，Mickey 不但只适应了而且他这个在很多上功课上面呢、啊，他也表现得很出色。
So Mickey become very he made a lot of progress in his study.And he's very excellent in a lot of areas.
所以今年的时候，他要准备申请的时候， 我们是遇到一个很大的一个问题，就是说究竟就是说这是也是一个人生的一个选择的一个重要选择的时候，因为他是究竟要读哪个大学哪个专业这个是对于来说太重要了。
This is a major decision that one have to make, which university to apply.
还有哪个专业
？And which major？
就是说我们在一直在为他进行他的祷告
So we pray for him earnestly.
然后 Mickey 他是申请了很多的学校，他申请了起码超过13、14家的这样子的学校。
And Mickey applied for about 13 or 14 university.
有不同的专业。
And different majors.
所以在这里时候，我们就没办法，就说我们也就是说那个选择太多了。而且就是说我们相信我们做不了这个决定，所以只能就是说我们祷告，就是说要神来带领他。
We know that we cannot make a decision for him, so we pray for him and pray that the God will lead him.
在 Mickey 那个最后选择就是说申请的过程当中，
So at the last stage of the application,
我们看到神的恩典是一直的，就把 Mickey 一步一步的来带到最适合他的那个学校和专业。
We can see that God's hand's leading him to where it fits him the most.
他 Mickey 有两个学校是他最想去的学校。
There are two university he wants to go most.
那个神呢，没有把这个学校那个申请来接受。他是关了这两个学校的大门给他。
But God closed those two doors.
神就是特别的预备就是他今天想去的这个 UT Austin.
So God opened the door for UT Austin for him.
那神也没有就说很多那个专业，他申请的那些专业呢，神回转过来他那是不适合 Mickey 的专业，神也一个一个的把那个门也关掉了。
So as he looked back, other majors that he applied for, they don't really fit him.
那个最后Mickey 说现在所选的这个商学院也是在很适合那个 Mickey 真是这个是神的恩典。
So now he's going to UT Business School, and Mickey really like it.
我们在这里看到神也特别的为他预备一切，包括一个很丰厚的奖学金。
And he also got a great scholarship.
所以在这里头，这真是我是觉得神这太恩典，太对我们那个在 Mickey 的身上和我们家的身上，我们觉得就把我们的心中的顾虑、心中的重担很多交给神，神是一定的会看顾的。
God took away all our worries.We know that he will provide.
Okay, 好，我们就是来这里为献上神的感谢谢谢大家。
谢谢大家好，我们希望呢今天呢我们能够在八点半，好，我们能够在八点半呢我们就结束这边的聚会，所以还有半小时的时间，好，所以呢你要做见证的弟兄姊妹赶快上来。并且呢也稍微简短一点好不好，我们八点半呢大家收拾好回去以后，你还可以跟家人呢有自己团聚的时间，所以呢我们都想到了哈。好，下一位弟兄姊妹们，下一位哪位弟兄姊妹，来进，
我一定很快because my husband used most of the time. OK, two things I want to share.
我要交通两件事。
OK, 我说中文。我很感谢，因为今天我妹妹怀孕很How to say it's late in her pregnancy? Well, my sister, 我妹妹就是怀孕比较晚了，所以她坐不下来，她就回去了。
So my sister was pregnant, but she's
总之长话短说哈，我妈妈在中国呢，她是蛮孤单的，而且她一直在她的脊椎后面有很严重的这个症状，所以她不是很能走很长时间。
My mom has back pain. She could not sit long or walk for a long time.
所以呢今年我年初的时候有感动了，就是说我回去的时候就希望把我妈妈带出来。
So I want to bring my mom here when I went back to China.
那我妈妈她以前都不怎么想了，她就比较，但是今年她同意来了。
So my mom agrees to come.
所以我们也就一直为她的行程祷告。
So we pray for her journey.
你知道吗？等我们在机场要登机的时候，要过中国的海关。
So when as we were going out of China, trying to pass the custom.
然后才发现呢，她的护照和她的护照和她的身份证的和 green card， 对，她的护照和她的 green card 是生日是不对的，不 match 的。
And then we realized the birthday on her passport and her green card doesn't match.
因为什么呢？中国办那个护照是根据你的户口本办的，在户口本上他写的是农历的生日。
So the passport has her
lunar calendar
birthday.
Okay. 所以他自己都不知道这两个日期是不一样的。
And my mom didn't realize they're different.
所以等我们要过海关的时候呢，海关就卡住我们了。
So as we're passing the custom, we're stuck.
所以海关把我们叫过去。
So we were called to aside.
最后我就求情了。我说这个能不能让我们还是过了吧。
So I asked them to just let us go.
他们就说了一句话，你们现在过了，但是到美国能不能进是另一码事。
And they're saying, I can let you go, but you may not be able to enter into the US.
当时我们是飞加拿大，然后转到达拉斯。
So we flew to Canada first.
所以当时呢，我们是到了加拿大，然后先过加拿大境，人家就很轻松让我们过去了。
So we easily passed Canada
custom. 所以我们就以为那个时候我们就已经欢喜快乐了，我们就说哈利路亚。
So we're really joyful at the time.
结果没想到拿了行李以后呢，才意识到我们还要进美国海关。
And then realize we have to come into U.S.
custom.
嗯，
所以那时候我的心跳是蛮快的。
So my heart started to
beat very fast. Yeah. 所以我心里面一直呼求神的恩典。
So I started to cry out for God's grace.
然后呢，我们一家人是因为我妈妈有绿卡，所以我们一家人是一起过那条通道的。
So we all we're together. To.
当时呢，我们就把四本，我们都是美国护照，我们把四本美国护照和我妈妈中国护照一块递上去。
Okay, so we have four U.S. passport and my mom's China passport.
都一块递
上去。We put it inside.
结果那个移民官呢，就花了很长时间来看我们的护照。
So, the immigration, they spend a lot of time studying our passports.
就我妈妈的护照就看一眼就过去了。
So he just he didn't spend too much time on my mom's passport.
Yeah, 所以就这么很顺利过来，哇！我当时这心里面真的是讲不出的感激。
So we passed the immigration. I'm really grateful.
那我妈妈来了以后呢，有一她的脊椎，其实我们基本上是放弃希望了。
So we gave up hope on her back.
因为她在中国不同的城市看过不同的医生，已经有至少3-4年的时间。
So he's been to different city and see different doctors.
所以当时来的情况呢，就是说他从我们家出去，可能也就不敢超过走10分钟的路程。
So she would not walk over 10 minutes.
结果有一天他又感动，他说我还是在美国看一下医生。
So one day she felt like I should see a doctor in U.S.
那我就打开中国的黄页本去找医生。
So I opened a Chinese yellow book and trying to find a Chinese doctor.
结果后来呢，他就自己选了一个脊椎科的博士医生。
So she chose a specialist who is a PhD.
那我们就去看了。其实我心里面没有很大的盼望，就是。
I did not have much hope.
但是这个医生第一次给我妈妈就做这个治疗的时候呢，我妈妈就感觉有很大的好转。
So my mom feels her condition improved a lot in first treatment.
对，然后这个医生很有意思，他跟我妈妈说，他说你每天回去。你要做这个姿势。
So the doctor advised my mom to make this posture.
就是两个手
every day.
他说你可以对着墙这样做。
You can face the wall and just do this.
我就跟我妈妈说，因为那医生是个中国人。
The doctor is Chinese.
我就跟我妈妈说，我说妈妈，这个是敬拜的动作。
This is a posture of worship.
我跟我妈妈说，你每天这样 worship 十分钟，你一定会得治疗的。
And just worship like this for 10 minutes every day.
结果那没有想到那医生原来他也是基督徒。
So and then we realized that doctor is a Christian as well.、
所以感谢神，我妈妈这一段时间她已经有很大的改变。
My mom's condition really
improved a lot. 她现在出去跟她的早上运动的老人家走半个小时都不成问题。
She can walk half an hour with no problem.、
感谢神哈。然后我现在刚刚很快讲到，就是为我孩子祷告。其实我们当时确实是蛮大的一个挑战，因为我孩子很想去东岸读书。
My husband just shared about how we pray for our kids.、It was a great challenge for us because、Mickey wants to go to the East Coast.
我那个时候真的是每天为他祷告。
I pray for him daily.、
因为我听姐妹说可以每天到她房间为她祷告，所以那时候我中午下了班，好，中午公司离家近，我就中午回到家，我就到她房间为她祷告。
So I would come home during lunchtime and go to his room and pray for him in his room.
很不容易，因为一方面你知道你的孩子有一心里有个很大的渴望，但是另一方面呢，我知道神给我们的一定是最好的，而且我有一个感觉，神不一定会开那个门。
On one hand, I know he has this desire to go to that school, but I also know that God may not open this door for him. So I pray for him.
Okay.所以当时在我祷告里面呢，神就给了我这句经文。
So as I pray, God gave me this scripture.
是罗马书第八章第三十二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 32.
那我就念英，我念英文好了。He who did not spare his own son,
他不吝惜自己的儿子。
But gave him up for us all.
为了我们，舍了。
How will he not also?Along with him,
他岂不把万物都赐给我们吗
？Graciously give us all things. 我念一下中文，我看我找到这个中文哈。罗马书第八章三十二节，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？就是。这句话对我有一个很大的开启。
It's a great inspiration for me.
因为作为一个妈妈，你总希望你孩子想要的能够给他。
As a mother, you want your child to have everything that he desires.
但所以我为他祷告的时候，我心里面会有一种有点焦虑的成分在里面。
So when I pray for him, I felt anxious.
好像要争夺，就是要 request 这个情绪在里面。
I want to make sure this happened for him.
但是当神给了我这句话以后
，But when I received this passage,
我就把它写在纸上，贴在我们家书房上。我也告诉 Mickey.
So I write it down on a piece of paper and post it in our study. And I also share it with Mickey.
我心里面有很大的平安，我知道神一定会为他预备最好的。
I have great peace inside. I know God will give him the best.
我觉得 Mickey 到了 UT Austin 真的是很 amazing 的一个 blessing， 就是。
And it's amazing blessing that Mickey go to UT Austin.
我现在刚刚提到那些是从属世的观点来看。
Frank just shared from.
The
worldly point of view.
但是你知道吗？我们第一次送他去 UT Austin， 我们去那个 Austin Stone 的 church.
So the first time we sent him to UT Austin, we went to Austin Stone the church.
我心里面真的很感谢神，那是一个非常好的一个教会。
It was a great church. I'm really thankful.
让他有一些跟他年龄一样的伙伴。
And he has these same age people at the same age with him.
现在他还有一个，他们这个商学院里面有一个 Bible study 刚刚成立。
And there's a new Bible study in the business school.
所以呢 ，Mickey 这一次回来，他有跟我分享，他说：“妈咪，他说我认识一些很真心的基督徒。”
So Mickey had shared that he had met a lot of sincere Christian.
我觉得神真的是一个很恩待我们孩子的神。
Yeah, God is really gracious.
要记住神的儿子都已经神把儿子都赐给我们、
yeah.
有什么东西不会赐给我们呢
So God did not spare his son and give his son to us、
yeah.
He will freely give us everything
Yes, praise the Lord
So I'm not a very good public speaker, so again, I'll keep this short.
Yeah, 我不太会讲话。
All right, yeah, I'm thankful for two things.
我对两件事很感恩。
One is I'm going to be traveling a lot in my job. So
要因着工作的缘故，我会开始出外。
Yep, so I'm thankful for my family, especially my two boys.
我为着我两个孩子两个男孩，我非常感谢神。
Yep, they're super responsible, so it makes me feel good knowing that they're going to be home to take care of their mother.
他们非常的有责任感，我知道他会好好照顾他的他们的妈妈。
So it does remove a lot of stress from me knowing that I'm far away and my boy is at home taking care of their, you know, my wife. So.
Okay. 所以我出外工作就没有那么大的压力，我真的很感谢神。
And I'm also thankful for my daughter.
我也对着我的为了我的女儿，我也很感谢神。
Yep, she's just transitioned from, you know, high school into college.
她也是今年去上大学。
In a new city.
她到一个新的城市。
So even though she's far away, she's being very responsible and diligent in her schoolwork. So.
她也是个很好的孩子，她很负责任，而且很用功读书。
Definitely a good feeling.
Yeah, 我感觉很好。
And lastly, what I'm thankful for is my church home with New Life Living Water.
Yeah, 我还要感谢就是我这个教会是新生命活水教会是我的家。
Pastor Moore and his lovely wife Irene.
还有牧师和师母。
And the whole congregation.
还有整个教会。
So again, being gone, it's really good to know my family, you know, has family in Texas that I know loves them very much.
Yeah, 虽然我可能要出外，但是我很感谢神，说我的家人会在这样一个教会的环境里面。
So, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
安恩，你是不是赶快上来做见证？
弟兄姊妹，大家好。我这次回去那个趁那个办签证的时间，趁这个办签证的时间。尝试做了一下那个传福音的事情。以前呢一直不敢做这事情。
I take this opportunity, I have to go back to China to renew my visa. So I take this opportunity to preach the gospel. And I was afraid to do so in the past.
以前总是认为就是他们愿不愿意听我跟他们讲福音的事情。或者他们比较反感，那怎么办呢
？I would doubt if anybody was willing to listen to me. They might not like it.
但这次靠主的恩典，我尝试做了一下。其实以前的这些害怕恐惧都是多余的。
So I tried this time by the grace of God and realized I have no need to worry at all.
假如说那个对方他不愿意听，或者是那个想聊一些别的事情，那么我们暂时先就说一说别的。
So, one may they may not want to listen to me. They want to talk about something else.
这次我碰到很多有好几个人，包括我以前的同事，还有几个亲戚，我跟他们说了之后，他们说：“哎，我去教会也去过呀，我圣经自己以前也看过。”
And a few people that I met this time, including some of my coworkers and my relatives, they're actually interested. They actually say that they've been to church.
再假如说我不说的话，我从来就不知道他们曾经看过圣经，也去过教会。
But if I don't ask them, I don't know. I wouldn't know that they've been to church.
还有以前一个好多年前那个同事
And there was this co-worker for many years.
以前我们也在一起工作过的。
long time ago we worked together.
我以前也不知道他是信主的。
He's actually a believer.
我以前曾经想跟他聊福音的事情，但我从来一直没有聊。
There was one time I want to ask him about the gospel, but I didn't.
这一次跟他说起这个福音的事情是。时候他说他比我还早信主。
So this time when we talked about it, and I realized he was actually a believer a long time before me.
所以感谢主的恩典，那个其实传扬福音不是一件恐怕的事情。
So it was not a dreadful thing to preach the gospel.
Okay, thank you.
还有没有？长林，你要不要很快做个见证？对，
大家好。
Hi everyone.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
每一天都有神的恩典伴随，可是就今天来感恩，所以每一天都有，真的是我们要来感谢神。
We should thank God's grace every day.
今年一年哈，这一年真的是神在我们家行了奇事。
And God have performed miracles in my family.
在我女儿身上行了奇事。
And in my daughter's life.
我的女儿在五年前，和我一起出了车祸。
My daughter and I had a car accident 5 years ago.
出车祸之后，她的身体恢复挺快的。
So she recovered soon, very fast.
但是她精神上蛮严重的。
But mentally it took a long time.
不敢坐车。
She is afraid to ride in a car.
试着去坐车的时候，她就浑身就抖。
So when she would tremble at the thought of going into a car.
这个情形，差不多一两年前这种情形。
So for a couple of years, she remains like that.
那我试着在 weekend 的时候带着她坐车，一点一点，几年以后，大概应该是四年之后好一点。
So after 4 years, she becomes better.
可以坐车。
She can ride in a car.
但是在车上非常紧张。
But she would get very nervous in a car.
给我也很大压力。
And I feel pressure.
所以她这种情形呢，她在家一直待着。
So that is why she stayed home for a long time.
待在家里，不仅是学业荒废了。
So she couldn't go to school.
而且就是生活作息一塌糊涂。
And her daily schedule is totally mess up.
我为她真的是很难过。
And I feel really bad for her.
常常真的是在神面前哭诉。
And I cry before the Lord.
每一年我生日的时候。
So every year when is my birthday.
我都向神要礼物。
So I will ask God for a present.
我说主，我不要别的。
I don't want anything else.
我只要我女儿能够真的是在我女儿的身上行启示。
I want my daughter to recover completely.
在这期间，教会的牧者。
So during this time,
还有弟兄姐妹。
The brothers, sisters, and the pastor.
都非常的关怀。
They care for us a lot.
也试着能够怎么样能够帮助她，探访她呀，给她一些很多的帮助。
And try to help her.
但是还是就是说好几天之后呢，就看不到那个真的是能够真正的改变。
But there is no real change.
我真的是每一天基本上都是为他求主啊，真的是你真的是在我女儿身上行奇事。
So I cry out before the Lord daily.
我不要别的，生日的时候我不要别的，我只要这个礼物。
So I don't want anything else. I just want this one thing.
那在前年的时候，神也是，我觉得是啊，神给我礼物了，因为在生日的时候，他真的来教会了，也可以说啊，我去试着上学，我是去着开车，他给我这样的一个应、这个答应我。
There are a few times she had a hope and a promise to come out.
但是这种情景过了几天就没有了。
But it stopped after a few days.
啊，我说主，你这是给我礼物了吗？
So I asked God, is this what you can do?
但是我真的再回到神的面前，神说，我给你的礼物是我的同在。
So and then God said that the gift I'm giving to you is my presence.
在这种情形的时候，你能靠着我，能够真的是啊，能够有个感恩的心。
Can you still give thanks to me?
神的同在是最好的礼物。
God's presence is the best gift.
我就把这个事情我就真的是淡漠了不要使就是特别的来啊真的是使劲儿追求这个事情。
So I stopped praying so hard for this.
那在去年的时候
And it just,
应该是今年。
Yeah, it was earlier this year.
真的是神行奇事了。
And God did a miracle.
我女儿真的是通过一个朋友介绍到一个公司，她说需要一个前台的工作，还有中英文翻译。
So through a friend, my daughter got a job. It's a front desk receptionist job.
在之前有很多的机会。
There were a lot of other opportunities before.
我有跟我女儿分享，但是她不要。
But
她不要去。
She didn't want to go.
那这一次呢？星期五的时候。
And
在 Bible study 的时候
so during the Friday's Bible study
我就跟我的小组牧师师母分享
so I share with my small group
大家一起祷告
so we pray together
一起为我女儿祷告
for my daughter
希望我回去之后我说了这个之后她愿意能够去面试
so when I share this with her she is willing to take this job
那一天祷告回去以后我坐在我的楼下
so after when I got home that night,
我的女儿在楼上。
I was sitting downstairs, and my daughter was
我就先做个祷告。
Upstairs. So I pray first.
主，你来膏我的口。
Lord, just anoint my mouth.
让我女儿这次能够愿意去面试。
So that my daughter is willing to take this, is going to try this job.
后来我就上楼了。
So and then I went upstairs.
我开她的门。
So I opened the door.
我就说有个机会。
So I told her about this job opportunity. It's a great opportunity.
你要不要去?
Are you willing to go?
她听了我说了之后，她说好啊。
And then she said yes.
我好高兴，感谢主。
And I was really happy.
所以就准备去面试了。
So we started to get prepared for the interview.
在面试的当天。
And on the day of the interview.
我请了牧师去带她去。
So the pastor is driving her.
牧师在没来之前我就祷告。
So before the pastors come to my house, I pray.
我真的是谨慎祷告。
And I fast and pray.
我心里蛮平安的。
I have peace inside.
神说，神也回应我。
And God had answered my prayer.
说我今天定义祝福你的女儿。
I will bless your daughter today.
我真的很平安。
And I had peace.
也很高兴。
It was joyful.
牧师就带她去了。
So the pastor drove her.
牧师去了，但是我还在家里祷告。
So and I continued to pray at home.
当她回来以后，她回来以后。
So when she comes back, when she came back,
讲了过程。
So she shared the process to me.
后来她说的过程的时候，就是说没有说什么，你只能回家等消息。
So, but she didn't share much. She said, "Just we just have to wait."
大概差不多过了一个星期以后
，So one week after,
又接到说再一次面试。
There's a second interview.
这次呢，就是有提了一些information.
So there's some information.
就是说第一次面试的时候，对他并不十分满意。
Oh, it mentioned that her first interview was not very impressive.
那我们又选了一些别的人选。
There are other candidates.
那上午呢，有一个非常有经验的人面试。
Yes, so someone, another candidate came into interview in the morning.
而且学历、经验各方面都有。
And this candidate is better in in all ways.
而做过前台经理。
And she's got experience. She got experience.
我的女儿是下午，那个人是上午面试。
So my daughter is the interview is in the afternoon.
我的女儿也是在去之前我有祷告，后来她也是牧师带她去了。
So the pastor drove her again the second time.
到了那儿一会儿，差不多半个小时就结束了。
So the interview concluded in half an hour.
我女儿回来跟我说，我说啊，这可能是没有戏了。
So Tina came back and say probably that's the end.
因为那时候我想，啊、哦，那个人好高大。就像以色列人那个去那个城那个耶利哥城探的时候，看他们人好高大。
Because,
当时我就是这样的想法啊，那个人太高大了，太有经验了，跟我女儿比，真的是我女儿真一个天一个地。
So this other candidate, compared to my daughter, he's like a giant.
我介绍一下我女儿，因为车祸的关系，她真的是荒废了学业。
So because my daughter, because of the car accident, my daughter did not finish school.
也没有经验。
She does not have a diploma and she does not have a experience.
所以她在家待了五年多。
She stayed home for 5 years.
她没有接触外界。
She didn't go out at all.
中文、英文基本上也都忘得差不多。
She's not a good at communication.
所以就在这种情况下，跟一个是非常有经验、做过前台经理，又很有可能是硕士毕业还是大学毕业，反正就是说跟我的女儿相比，是我的女儿真的是比不过。
So compared to this other candidate who has a degree,
我看到她真的很高大，
also experience,
所以我说没戏了。
This candidate is like a giant. I feel like there's no hope.
第二天我去上班。
So the next day I went to work.
十点钟的时候，我在思想说，那个人是经理，我的女儿肯定不会被选上。
I feel the same way around 10 o'clock in the morning.
我刚刚这样想，电话突然响了。
Just as I was thinking about that, and the phone rang.
我的女儿告诉我
，So
明天让我去上班。
So my daughter called me and said she got the job. She's gonna start tomorrow.
所以真的是神是行奇事的神。
So God is the God who performs miracles.
我的信心很小。
Oh, even though my faith is
small. 看到只是环境。
I can only see our circumstances.
所以忘记神说我定义祝福你的女儿。
And I forgot that God has said that I will bless your daughter.
当他说我祝福，我说我祝福她，她一定会成就。
When he said I will bless her, he will do it.
他说有就有，命立就立。
He said, "There is, then there is."
在这件事上，我真的是经历神。
And I truly experience God.
神是行奇事的神。
He is the God who performs miracle.
我倒不知道，这我女儿上班了。
So when Tina started to work.
有一天有机会跟她那个面试的 manager 见面。
So one time she was talking to the manager who interviewed her.
我谢他说，Tina需要你多提醒他，因为他没有经验。
So I have the opportunity to talk to her manager, and so I thank her.
他说你不用谢我。
He said you don't need to thank me.
Tina 的事情我觉得很奇怪。
I think it was a strange thing.
他说他面试的时候我们并不太满意。
So she's saying that we're not impressed by Tina.
他高中毕业没有经验。
She's only high school.
而且当时让他翻译那个中英文的时候
，experience
翻译的并不满意。
And she's not good at translating.
他说我们面试了有几个人的机会，其中有两个人。
We have a few candidates, and two of them
约好了第二天要来面试。
Two of them promised to come the next day.
可是呢，那个人早上打电话来，我不能来了。
So one of them called and said, "I can't make it. I can't make it."
我们家出事情。
Something happened. I have emergency.
我要处理事情。
I have emergency.
这是第一个人。
So one of them said.
他又约了第二个人。
And then the second one
也是第二天面试
to come to the interview.
早上又打电话
And then this person called.
他说我也不能，我不能来。
I can't make it either.
他说我们家停电。
I lost power.
没办法洗澡。
I can't take a shower.
所以我不能来面试。
I can't come to the interview.
所以他说了这个，他本身不是信主的。
So this manager, the hiring manager, she's not a Christian.
真的是觉得奇怪。
But she thinks this is very weird.
所以真的是看到神是行奇事的神。
And I truly believe God performs miracles because he had promised to bless.
任何力量都不能拦阻。
There's nothing to stop him.
所以我真的是为我的女儿感谢神。
So truly grateful.
我的女儿在这件事情上也经历神。
And my daughter also experienced God's grace.
真的是感谢神，真的是感谢神。神把她从这个环境中真的是 up 起来，让她进入一个新的一个环境。
God lead her to a new environment.
她整个人翻转。
She completely changed.
她也跟我愿意跟我一起祷告。
And she is willing to pray with me.
看到说真的是神是真的是祝福的神。
I truly see that God has blessed us.
神是看顾我们的神。
She provide for us, protect us.
神是爱。
And he is love.
所以只要你依靠他。
So if we trust in him.
再大再难的事。
Yeah, no matter how difficult it will be.
他都会真的是赐福我们。
He will bless us.
感谢主。谢谢。
谢谢弟兄姊妹今天晚上的分享跟见证。
We thank everybody for their sharing.
神真的是信实的神，而且他是慈爱、有恩典、有怜悯的神。
He's a faithful God. He's a merciful.
我想今天晚上呢，我们就停在这里。这是一个感恩的季节哈，不是只有在这一天。
This is a season to give thanks, but not just today.
还没有机会今天做见证的，我想我们在下面一个月的时间，我们还有。真的许多的机会可以在神面前，在弟兄姊妹面前做见证。
In the following days, we still have opportunity to give thanks.
好，最后我们可不可以一起，我们有个祷告，我们站起来，好不好
？Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，我们的主耶稣基督住在我们里面的圣灵，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
何等感谢我们今天是神的儿女。
We're so thankful that we are your children.
我们在基督里领受神为我们预备一切丰盛的恩典。
In Christ, we receive all the abundance blessing that you prepare for us.
真的，你的意念高过我们的意念。
Your thoughts are higher than ours.
你的道路也高过我们的道路。
And your ways are higher than our ways.
今天我们所分享的，也就是你在我们生命中那个奇妙的作为。
And today we share the wonderful doings in our life.
无论是在顺境，或是在一个有挑战的一个环境当中。
No matter if it's challenging or not,
你的同在永远没有改变。
Your presence is always there.
你向着我们祝福的意念也没有稍微减少。
And you are always there to bless us.
你总是要带领我们正经过一个不同的生活来建造我们。
You are leading us to a different life to build us up.
让我们认识你是慈爱、有恩典、有怜悯的神。
So that we will know that you are merciful and kind.
愿意这个感恩的季节，我们心里面满了喜乐，满了平安。
May we be joyful and peaceful in this season of giving thanks.
并在每一天的日子里面亲近你。
And we will come close to you.
向你赞美。
Every day and to give praise to you.
向你歌唱。
And to sing songs to you.
向你敬拜。
And worship you.
我们为了今天所有弟兄姊妹们的见证，我们感谢你。
And we give thanks to you for all the testimony shared here.
继续握住我们在你的手中。
Continue to put us into your hand.
让我们经历你所奇妙的作为。
So we can experience your wonderful doing.
也把我们余下的日子奉献在神的面前。
And we will trust in your hands our remaining days.
让我们成为别人生命中的祝福。
So that we can become a blessing to others.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
感谢你给我们美好的晚上。
Thank you for this wonderful evening.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen， 谢谢主耶稣，好，现在感谢主，好。弟兄姊妹们，我们这个椅子我们就不动了，好不好？我们就不动了。我想我们就留在这个位置上面。我们可以帮助那个 Daddy， 我们把音响稍微收一下，好不好？好，感谢主，好。